This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen, alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. Five times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
They have to have a young rookie quarterback, certainly now behind Russell Wilson and Jameis Winston. Otherwise, I don't know what the hell the Giants are doing.
This is interesting. This is odd. This is everything in between. The crazy thing about this, Sal, like I obviously don't love it. I'm not a Russell Wilson fan. I always prefer to see Jameis Winston play here at some point. But having said that, over Russell, having said that, like, as strange as a group as it is right now, it's probably still the best quarterback room the Giants have had in about 7 years or so. Maybe eight. Like, you go back to the end when Eli was clearly done, and obviously Daniel Jones and the backups that they've had since then. At least there's a semblance of a plan. We might not agree with the plan, but their plan seems to be pretty clear. Start Russell Wilson, who has won a lot of games in the NFL. If he gets hurt or he stumbles, you go to Jameis Winston, and then obviously you draft the kid very high and you go from there.
About Russell Wilson, this is not, now I like Russell Wilson. I happen to think he's very underrated overall in his career. He can throw a beautiful deep ball. He's been a winner before. We know that with Seattle. But three franchises have moved on from Russell Wilson. The Seahawks didn't want him. The Broncos realized it was a disaster. And now the Steelers, who have no quarterback, I know they're waiting on Rodgers, but they moved on from him. And here are the Giants saying, please, Russell, please, we need Russell Wilson to be our starting quarterback. I just don't understand the thought process. I do understand it. I hate it. I hate what the Giants are doing because Dable and Shane clearly trying to thread that needle of trying to win now. And I don't think they're going to take a young quarterback, BT. For me, this year should be all about the young quarterback, who they draft and then develop. They're not going to take one with the top. I'd be stunned at this point. But the reason why I'm not going to go nuts is because it's still possible the path to what I wanted, Russell Wilson plus that young quarterback. That is still possible.
Yep.
But for me, it just doesn't feel like it's likely at this particular point.
Are they going to be more interesting than they were a year ago? I think for me, the answer is yes. Are they going to be more competent and more of a threat to find the end zone in the first month or so than they were a year ago? I think that they will be.
I mean, the Steelers offense stunk last year.
Yeah, that's true. It was actually better with Justin Fields in spurts here. The interesting thing about the Steelers, who are trying to win a championship and are, I mean, everybody's trying, but the Steelers are actually in the neighborhood of being one of the teams that could be on the short list to be viable enough to compete for championship, and they let him go. So that's got to make you scratch your head. And remember, we talked about this. the offer to Justin Fields to retain him over Russell was slightly higher than what the Jets offered, but Justin just decided to go to the Jets. So the Steelers made a preference. Not only did they not necessarily want Wilson, but they clearly wanted Fields over Wilson. Listen, this is what happens, and we've said it a million times, when you're in a tough spot, and you've been chasing your tail for years, and you are waiting on somebody who is very inconsistent with the timing of his thought process. I think Rodgers would have been a better fit. We know Stafford would have been a better fit, but they could not run the risk of Rodgers in a month saying, I'm done with football or whatever, and then not getting Wilson or Jameis or Rodgers. Like, they had to do something. It's strange,
though. I want to know why they went from going all in on Stafford to not going all in on one of the young quarterbacks. That, to me, is the path.
You mean in the draft, one of those quarterbacks?
Yes.
Well, I mean, the draft hasn't happened yet. I still think they're going to get a quarterback. Well,
that's why I said I got
to. They're going to get one. You really don't think they're going to get a quarterback in the first. In the first two rounds.
So you're telling me they're going to draft some no-name guy in the second or third round?
Well, I mean, maybe a no-name to us, but I mean, if you somebody in with a round two grade, or maybe they scoot into the back of round one like the Ravens did back in the day with Lamar. There's no doubt the Giants are taking a quarterback on the first, within the first two rounds.
Look, without scouring the film in college football, what's the one thing that we know definitively about this draft as it pertains to quarterbacks?
Yeah, I mean, the consensus is that it's weak.
Okay, it's weak. That means that the first few guys are like, if they aren't any good, why would I think that they're going to find some diamond in the rough in the second or third round? As an organization, their philosophy, right or wrong, should be, we have Shane, we have Dable, we need to draft and develop our next franchise quarterback. They should have done it last year. They didn't. They have to do it this year. And instead, it's Russell freaking Wilson, who, by the way, not only did the Seahawks want to move on from, not only did the Broncos and Sean Payton want to move on from, and even take a major bullet as far as the salary cap goes from him, not only did Mike Tomlin and the Steelers want to move on from Russell Wilson, Pete Carroll, the coach he won a Super Bowl with, had a chance to bring him in and be a veteran quarterback with the Raiders, and they chose Geno Smith. So, and not to mention the personality issues that potentially Russell Wilson has, where some guys look at him as a goof. You heard the stuff going on with the Broncos. We know with Jameis' personality. Like, that is a wild quarterback room for a football team that stinks. There's no other way to put it. The New York Giants have been awful, and they are projected to be awful. I don't see how they're getting any better, which to me, why then even bother? Just go try to find the franchise quarterback.
Okay, so the point about this being, by most views, a weak draft. I mean, that's the joke, right? In terms of quarterback, not in terms of the other positions. The other positions very strong, certain spots for sure. But the general consensus is it is a weak quarterback draft. Now, I just popped this up real quick out of curiosity. NFL.com from years ago, the scouting report on Russell Wilson, played at Wisconsin, played at NC State, right? And I wanted to cherry pick one thing. There's other things that are interesting, but this is short, right? So I look at his weaknesses. This is the obvious. Will, as I read, this is from years ago. Wilson's height will be his biggest inhibitor at the next level and the largest reason for his late round value. Here's what I find interesting. It remains to be seen if he can effectively throw from the pocket at the next level. If you were to put together a 3-minute package of his highlights, including Super Bowls and NFC Championship games, his best plays were out of the pocket.
Right.
So here, that's what I'm saying. Like, I get it. These guys, they scour film. We don't.
Yeah.
We don't front with that. You know, we'll watch the Penn States and we'll watch, you know, I checked in on Jackson Dart once. You do a little bit of homework, but we're not sitting there watching snap after snap. So we're very honest about that. But this is the scouting combine scouting report from NFL.com that said that his greatest weakness was throwing from the pocket. That's how he made a living, and that's how he became a champion. I say that because at the end of the day, if you get the player in the right system, things change, and that's up to the Giants now.
Yeah, and for me, it's just if they don't take one of the best quarterbacks in this draft, which I don't think that they will, but it's still possible, which is why I got to hesitate to go nuts. I think it's been a disaster. I'd be more excited if the Yankees signed Russell Wilson to play third base than I am with the Giants signing him to be their quarterback. BT and Sal on the Fan, our friends at Town Fair Tire, remind you that at Town Fair Tire, you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. We are live at Studio 42. 2, MLB Network, and they're calling today Baseball Eve. We have plenty of baseball going on today. They have a full lineup of shows, including a special MLB Tonight prediction show coming up at 7. We will make a cameo on that later on. We get Cliff Floyd, Dempster, DeRosa, Al Leiter, all scheduled to join us, so looking forward to that. But obviously, we have to start with Russell Wilson.
There's no doubt. I know a lot of people want to jump in. 888-808-1019. Let's get to the phones. B-Teen Sound on the fan. Let's get John in Danbury, Connecticut. John, what's going on, buddy? How you feeling today?
Not well, guys. I'll be honest with you. This whole Russell Wilson thing is making me feel gross. Like, I just don't like the guy. He's washed up. He's done. But this just shows me that the organization does not like anyone in the draft, especially early on. And I can't see them either picking either one of the guys. I do like Cam Ward a little bit better than I do Shedeur Sanders. Mm-hmm. But I think they're either going to trade out. Hopefully they get 2 first-round picks. That would be fantastic. But I definitely see them drafting, you know, a quarterback who's dropped, you know, late in the first round or, you know, second or third round. But I think that's the quarterback from Tommy DeVito, Jameis Winston, and Russell Wilson.
John, let me ask you a question.
I need a reality show on these guys, too.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah. It's definitely an interesting combination. So you said you're not feeling great. You don't love it. I get it. No, I don't know that anybody loves what the Giants are doing. Most are scratching their head, including me and Sal, maybe to varying degrees. But I get it. But you called and you say you didn't like it. Before the offseason started, what would have been your perfect Giants offseason for the quarterback room? And I ask you, and I want you to answer, but before you do, I ask that because I don't know if there was a perfect answer, so it probably would have had to be unconventional. What was your take on that?
I think it's more of what is realistic. And personally, realistically, I wanted Jameis Winston. I think he adds a spark to the offense. Yeah, he's a feast or famine guy. He's going to throw 3 interceptions and 3 touchdowns. But at least we're scoring points and we're moving the ball. And for the fans, that's exciting. So I like him as a veteran presence. And I think it was drafting a guy in the first round. I don't like Sanders. I think Cam Ward's a better option. I'm also partial because I'm a Miami fan. But he's got the stature. He's pretty calm in the pocket. And I think Daboll can work with those attributes to make him a pretty decent quarterback in the NFL.
And the point is, thank you for the call, John. The point is, Giant fans need something to be excited about. I'm not hating on Russell Wilson, but it should be Russell Wilson and the young quarterback. What is their direction? What is the point of what they are trying to do? They think Russell Wilson's going to be here 2 or 3 years? Or Shane and Daboll kicking the can down the road again, trying to build a winner? They stink. Their roster stinks. The results have stunk. And now they bring in Russell Wilson, who, as I mentioned before, nobody wanted. Of all the teams, he won a Super Bowl with Seattle. See ya. We'd rather Geno Smith. Coach you won a Super Bowl with, well, no interest. We'd rather go trade for Geno Smith. Sean Payton said, no thanks. I'd rather Bo Nix. And he won with Bo Nix. Mm-hmm. And obviously last year, Mike Tomlin and the Steelers, we know where we are with that. But it's not just about Russell Wilson, because I would have been fine with him, BT, if it were in transition. Wilson for the first 8 to 10 weeks, maybe try to win some games, then move in Cam Ward or Shedeur Sanders. That's what has to happen. Otherwise, it makes no sense.
Okay, but I think you have to look at the finances here. You don't want to lead a show with, well, you know, guaranteed money is this, and because it's boring. All right, but I do think it really matters here. So Jameis is getting $4 million a year, right?
Two years. Nothing. He's a backup.
He's a backup. And that's even on the lower end of backup money. There's some backups like
Mike Locke last year.
I think Locke got five. Right. I think that Mike White got $16 million over 2 from the Dolphins. So that's on the lower
scale.
What's
Zach get from the
Yeah, no. Zach's going to be in Canada pretty soon. He'll watch himself. So anyway, so you've got minimal money that is committed to Jameis Winston right now. If the Giants would have bestowed some, like $35 million contract or a $30 million guarantee on Wilson, then I'd sit here and say it is flat out Nuttyville. This is stupid. His guarantee is 10.1. But so just follow the finances. $10 million for Russell Wilson, that's only guaranteed, and then $4 million this year for Jameis Winston. That's $14 million. So what they're telling, at least what I think they're telling me, the way I interpret things is, hey, people might perceive Russell Wilson to be the starter now, and he probably is right now. If he plays like ass, he's on the bench, and Winston is going to play.
Right.
And then obviously, and this is where you and I disagree a little bit, there is no doubt, in my opinion, they are absolutely drafting somebody in the top 2 rounds. If they don't, I will crush them. If they do, I will understand. And I wouldn't say like, but tacitly co-sign what they're doing here a little bit more than maybe I am right now.
Chris is in East Hanover. What's up, Chris?
Hey guys. Thanks for taking the call. BT, you're exactly right. Listen, I've been a Giant fan my whole life, right? People have to calm down. There were no better options, right? Obviously, I saw this come through last night. I said, okay, Aaron Rodgers' agent called the Giants, said, we're not coming there. clear as day. Boom. We got to get Russ. We got to get Jameis. Now, I believe they're going to fight it out for a starting spot. I don't think it's just going to hand it to Russ,
yep.
to your point, BT. To that point, I also believe they didn't believe, Daboll and Shane did not believe that Cam Ward and Shedeur Sanders were the next guy. The one, you take him at three, you have to start them. That's death. And if they miss, they set this organization back 10 years. Their plan is obvious. And guys, by the way,
what is it? What is their plan? Please, Chris, enlighten me what their plan is. I'd love to hear this.
Their plan has got to be get the best player at three, whether it be Travis mm-hmm. Hunter or Abdul Carter, fortify the defense, and then go and try to either trade up to get Jackson Dart or this kid from Louisville, and you start to build from there. Listen, Jameis was never going to be teaching a kid. You'd have Daboll in a room being like, don't do that, don't do that.
Then so why even bring Chris, that's the point.
Go ahead.
Russell Wilson, and thank you for the call. Russell Wilson and Jameis Winston yep. both stink. That is the point. Right, this is their plan. Oh, build it out from there. This is not year one. By the way, if they were having that mindset, then why not just go get Justin Fields? How much money did he get from the Jets? They weren't even interested in Justin Fields. Would you rather have Justin Fields for the next year or two or Russell Wilson? The potential of Fields or Russell Wilson, who clearly is on the downside of his career? It doesn't add up. If you're telling me that it's not about this year, which obviously it's not, and if you're telling me they're not going to draft a top quarterback, which it seems obvious that they're not going to, then what is it about? The future? Then you should have went out there and got Justin Fields at least for the next couple of years.
I like Fields. I don't love Fields. I think he's interesting for the Jets in terms of energy for the Giants. I don't know what was said. And here's what we don't know. Justin Fields wants to play, which is why he's disenchanted with the Steelers. They didn't like, or he didn't like his camp, and he didn't like the way he was pulled. Okay, so I don't know this to be true. I would imagine as his agents were doing their due diligence, when the Giants either, you know, exploratory call with the Giants or text message, whatever it may have been, some interaction with the Giants, I don't know if Fields' people were like, hey, you know, he wants to start. He wants to be the starter. And if you can't, you know, promise us that up front, then we're not interested. And maybe they were up front. They said, hey, what? No, we can't do that
right.
for you.
Okay.
Whereas the Jets were a little more willing to do that. Listen, would I rather have a 25-year-old player with some potential upside? Yes, no question. See, but the thing, Sal, here's the thing. If we continue to evaluate the – and I know we almost have to, but I'm not because I know the answer by now. If we always evaluate them on all of the mistakes that they've made,
right.
nothing they do up until this point will make sense. But I will look at this – forget about the last couple of years. This year right now – the quarterback room is exponentially more interesting to me than it was a year ago. I think the roster is even better. I think they did a good job in free agency now, and I do think they've got some great options in the draft. So I'm not a Giant lover. I know it's easy to crush the Giants, but I don't think that they've done as bad a job as some people think. I really don't.
I know what you're saying. I can't ignore the years prior. And especially when you hear a caller like Chris say, well, they don't like either quarterback. Okay, fine. They don't love Cam Ward, let's say. Let's say they don't love Shedeur Sanders. It doesn't excuse last year. This is a repeated offense for this regime. You cannot keep kicking the can down the road. At some point, you need to say, we are taking a chance and drafting this guy. They passed on multiple guys last year
yep.
that right now clearly would have been their starting quarterback with hope that they could be the franchise guy. They didn't want to do that a year ago. Huge mistake that my point is I don't think that they can recover from. And the only way they could have is if they hit on, let's say, Cam Ward mm-hmm. or Shedeur now. You can't keep pushing this forward. You know why? They're not going to be here. Shane and Dave, here's how this is going to play out. When you sign Russell Wilson and Jameis Winston, and you're maybe going to take a flyer on a quarterback in a draft later in the draft that isn't a good quarterback draft, they are going to get fired at the end of this year because they're going to win 4 or 5 games. It's going to be another ugly season, and that will be the end of Shane and Daboll.
I don't really disagree, but again, I think when I look at what they're doing in the now, and it's hard to isolate it from what they've done in the past.
Right, but because, it makes sense.
Yeah, I choose to do that because it gives me a little more clarity to evaluate these moves now, and these moves based on the money. It's a menial commitment. 10 $10 million to Russ, you know, $4 million a year to Jameis. They haven't gotten rid of their third pick yet. They can still draft Sanders. They can still move up for Ward. They can still trade down and get Jackson Dart. Like, there's still things in front of them. Look at it this way. Imagine, take any denomination of money that is fairly sizable, and you and your wife, say, 5 years ago, disagreed on either because you guys were house hunting like us, and all these things pop up in a marriage. Like, and you did something, you or me, but as the man of the house, we did something, and we made a poor investment, okay? I'm not saying you lost everything, but it was either you bought the wrong home and it didn't appreciate properly or whatever. And every single time, it's time for a new decision. Your wife brings up, yeah, but 5 years ago, you cost us $100,000. Like, I get it. $100,000 or $50,000 or $1 million, depending upon your relative. I get that. But if you don't break away from that, you're never going to move forward. I'm going to at least give them a chance to make some corrections to their gross mistakes that they've made so far.
Yeah, and if it results in Cam Ward then Sanders,
then good. If not,
even
they're out.
Dart. I'll give you even Dart.
Yeah, yeah.
And if it doesn't happen, then they're going to be out. BT and Sal on the Fan live from Studio 42 at the MLB Network. Plenty of baseball talk to get into as well. Baseball Eve with opening day tomorrow. Your calls when we come back, 888-808-1019.